Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I think a great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 118. We have a great show planned for you today. In a moment from now, we'll talk with KTLA host Rich DeMuro about his new iPhone book, learn about a new app that saves you on hotel costs after you've booked your room elsewhere. I'll share my thoughts on last week's Google event that I attended in New York. We'll talk with IBM, we'll chat with a startup called Book and Brunch, and a lot more on today's Tech It Out. All right, let's kick things off. It's the hottest smartphone in the country, for many years running, in fact. But are you getting the most out of it? As the name suggests, 101 iPhone Tips and Tricks by KTLA TV personality Rich DeMuro has been selling like crazy. And we've got the author with us here right now. Welcome back to the show, Rich.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Mark.
And congratulations on the new book. Speaking of iPhone, it was good to see you at the Apple event last month. Tell us about 101 iPhone Tips and Tricks. It is a successor to a previous book, right?
Yeah, so I wrote a book last year, 101 Handy Tech Tips for the iPhone, and it was kind of a little success. It was really interesting to see how many people were excited to read the book and to understand the tips that I put in there. I'm on TV on a daily basis, and that means I get a lot of emails from people that are not necessarily tech folks. They're just everyday people that are saying, Rich, how do I do this on my iPhone? How do I do that on my iPhone? And it occurred to me after the, 150th email of the week, oh my gosh, I think I should write a book about putting all these tips and simple things about the iPhone into one place that people can browse through and really get a better understanding of their phone. And so I did that last year. And then, of course, we have new software come out for the iPhone every year, which leads me to this year's book, which is all focused on iOS 13, the new features in there, plus some of the things I also think you should know about the iPhone.
Okay, awesome. And speaking of which, so as a techie, I thought I knew everything there was to know about the iPhone, but I have been reading your book. You really do cover all the bases. Tell us what iPhones it does cover. So I'm assuming iOS 13 is what you said as an operating system, and how the book is organized exactly.
So the book covers iOS 13, which runs on a lot of smartphones, a lot of iPhones, the iPhone 6S and up. Now, the thing that Apple did a couple years ago, which is kind of confusing, is that there are, I call it the fork in the road. You've got iPhones with a home button, and you've got iPhones without a home button. Mm-hmm. So I do explain in the book at the beginning, there are some things that are different. Some of the ways that you access things are a little bit different because of the buttons that are available to you on the phone. But that's really the only difference, and that's kind of the beauty of the iPhone and the iOS operating system is that it works across a wide swath of devices. And so pretty much unless you have anything that's not running iOS 13, these tips are not going to work for you. But for the most people out there, it's going to work just fine.
Right.
the way I organize the book is the first half of the book is all of the new features in iOS 13. And to do that, I kind of sat down with an old iPhone running the iOS 12 software and iOS 13 software. And I literally just went through every single app, every single menu, everything, every single setting to figure out what is different. And I wrote about some of those new features like dark mode, swipe to type, how to stop robocalls in iOS 13, all the new ways to protect your privacy. And then I go into the other features of the iPhone that I think are just little kind of hidden gems that you should know about. Things like how to disable Siri from listening instantly. And by the way, Mark, that's really easy. You just flip your phone over, and as long as your phone is face down, Siri stops listening for that command.
I didn't even know that, and I wrote the book Siri for Dummies a few years ago. That wasn't available back then, but that's pretty cool. Awesome. So is there someone you would say that this book is ideal for? We talked a bit, not that there aren't tech-savvy moms out there, but it does seem to pass the mom test. Is this something like a good stocking stuffer, do you think, for someone who may be getting a new iPhone this holiday season?
Absolutely. So I think even if you have a new iPhone or an old iPhone or you've been on the iPhone for a while, the overwhelming response I'm getting to this is that, Rich, I've had an iPhone for years and I still found things in your book that I did not know about. And that's really what the book is about. It's about giving you the basics. It's not a handbook to the iPhone. It's not a user's guide. It is the things that I think you should know about. And that is something as simple as how to scan a document on your iPhone. A lot of people just want to scan something into a PDF. I explain how to do that. I explain the basics, like how to turn your iPhone into a magnifying glass, which a lot of people, that kind of inspired the original book because I did that on TV. People seemed to love it. And I said, oh, I thought everyone knew about this. And clearly they didn't. Then there's little things that I think you should know, like how to, I call it the free trial hack. So I explain how to basically cancel a free trial, still use the free trial, and then you're free of the burden of worrying about canceling it the day before it's due to charge you on your credit card. And I explain how to do that. But there's a lot of little features in there that even if you've had an iPhone for a long time, you can still sit back and read this and kind of smile going, wow, I never thought to swipe that way on my screen, or I never thought to press a little bit harder on that icon. And there are so many little things that Apple has built into the iPhone that you don't normally see on a daily basis. You pull down, you swipe, you turn your phone over, like I said, and it unlocks different features that are not visible on a daily basis.
Like our brains, we're probably only using about 10% of what our smartphones can do, if that. And I know that's not true about our brains, but you know where I'm going.
No, that's exactly it.
We're chatting with Rich DeMuro. He's, of course, KTLA's TV personality and the author of 101 iPhone Tips and Tricks. You've rattled off a couple of really neat ones that I know our listeners are now going to want to learn about. But do you have any favorites? Like, hands down, this is the one kind of thing that is going to blow you away.
So many things have changed in iOS 13 that I think people are just going to get a kick out of understanding all the changes. And so, you know, like things like dark mode, which is really cool. How to stop robocalls. I explain that because it's a feature that, and here's the other thing about the book.
Yeah.
Is that I don't just tell you what the feature is and how to turn it on or off. I kind of give you the understanding of that feature. So with the robocalls, the way that Apple is handling them is great, but it's not necessarily the best solution for everyone. So I kind of explain, like, here's how Apple is doing it and here's why it may or may not work for you.
So let's cover that one because that was I write this like tech tip of the day on social media. And yesterday I wrote about the silence unknown callers feature of iOS 13. Is this how you're suggesting to deal with robocallers, where if it's not in your contacts, that phone number goes right to your voicemail?
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. Apple's also applying a little bit of artificial intelligence to this. So it's not just if the phone number's not in your address book. They're also scanning to see if that phone number has been mentioned in any of the emails that you've received. So let's say I'm getting a new floor installed and I had emailed back and forth with the person installing the floor, and at the bottom of their email is the phone number of the flooring company. Well, if that company calls me, Siri is smart enough to know that that phone number was in an email that I had exchanged with someone. She says, okay, we're going to let this call through, true because we understand that you've done some sort of interaction with this company, as opposed to a number that's never showed up. The other way is if a number is dialed out from your phone. So let's say you call a restaurant from Yelp and then that restaurant calls you back. Well, that number is not in your contacts, but Siri is smart enough to say, you know what? Rich just called this phone number about an hour ago. I'm going to let this call come through because it seems like someone that he tried to call and now they're calling him back.
That's really smart. I like to see that AI there on the back end. I know also with emails that you read on your iPhone, it can tell you that it has found or detected updated contact information for that person who may be in your contacts. And do you want your iPhone to update that for you because it detected maybe something in the signature of that email, which is super cool. All right. So let's now talk about the book itself. Is it an ebook only like the one that I've been reading? Is it also a paperback like the previous book?
There's two versions available. There is an electronic version on Amazon. You can get that on the Kindle. And a lot of people say to me, Rich, I don't have a Kindle. How do I read that? Well, you can download the Kindle app to any device out there. You can download it to a computer or an iPad, and then you can read the book that way. Now, this year, I actually made the book free through something called Kindle Unlimited. So you can sign up for a free trial, or if you already have a subscription, this is kind of Amazon's answer to Netflix. So you can read the book totally for free through that. Even if you sign up for the free trial for 30 days, sometimes they offer 2 months, and you can read the whole thing for free. On the flip side, you can order a paperback, which is just like any other paperback. It will be shipped to your home with that fast Amazon shipping. And to me, this is sort of the preferred way of reading the book because you can have your iPhone in hand. You can have the paperback right next to it. You can read the cool tips and tricks, and you can try them out immediately on your phone. Or, Mark, better yet, if you're the tech-savvy person in your life, read my book for free through Amazon Kindle. And if you think it's great, buy a copy of it for someone for the holidays. I truly believe that this book will help people that have an iPhone understand their device. And you have no idea how many times I jokingly say to people when they email me, it's in the book. And now I can say that because it truly is in the book. And I truly believe that people will be helped with this thing.
Awesome. And how much does the book cost?
So the book is free on Kindle Unlimited. You can read it there. If you buy the ebook, it is $8.97. And if you buy the paperback, it is $18.97. Again, all available through Amazon. And the title is 101 iPhone Tips and Tricks. Unlock the useful, time-saving, and fun features in iOS 13. And look for the one with the blue and black cover because there is the one from last year. This is the updated version that has the fancy, schnazzy new cover.
Congratulations, Rich. Rich DeMuro, KTLA TV personality and author of 101 iPhone Tips and Tricks. All the best. I hope this sells really well over the holidays. Great chatting with you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible. Check out Asus's laptops, the ZenBooks and VivoBooks at asus.com/us/radio. That's asus.com. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11 64GB $0 a month and iPhone 11 Pro 64GB $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation fee, taxes and restrictions apply.
This is a national healthcare alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Scan today's headlines, and it's no secret we've seen devastating wildfires and landslides, hurricanes, and other natural disasters. But technology may play a significant role when it comes to the preparedness of these natural disasters, as well as accelerating relief when they do hit. To learn how, we're joined by Daniel Crook. He's the Chief Technology Officer for IBM Code and Response, as well as Call for Code, which is what we've got him on the line to talk about today. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. I know you've had a busy day full of interviews about this important topic, so I'll dispense with the small talk. What is Call for Code?
Call for Code is a five-year, $30 million program with a yearly competition for software developers to create technology solutions to some of the world's most pressing challenges. It was founded by David Clark Kaws with IBM as the founding partner, and is in partnership with the American Red Cross, the United Nations Human Rights Office, and the Linux Foundation, which manages many open source technologies, which are things where anybody can contribute to improve the solutions.
Right. So open source code or software is when multiple parties can help create it and tweak it, right? It's not owned by any one particular sort of organization. It's not proprietary and exclusive.
That's right. And even traditional competitors will often share contributions to a similar open source project mm-hmm. so that they can focus on their own particular areas of innovation.
All right, so this is a $30 million five-year challenge, a global challenge, to help with these natural disasters. Is it always that topic every year, or, you know, every year there's a different sort of cause that IBM and others rally behind?
So for the first 2 years, 2018 being the first year and just concluding now with the second year in 2019, the focus has been on natural disasters more broadly last year, but this year we had an additional emphasis on health and well-being of individuals and communities. It may change in the future, but that's what the scope has been.
All right, thanks for the clarification. So with that in mind, Daniel, who won the 2019 Call for Code Challenge, and what's next for the team?
This year's winner is a team from near Barcelona, from the Catalan region of Spain. Mm-hmm. And it is comprised of a team of technologists, a developer, a programmer, a data scientist, someone who looks at data, looks for patterns, a project manager, keeping things on track, hitting milestones, as well as two team members from the local fire brigade. So there's a firefighter and a nurse. Mm-hmm. And the five of them came together to create a hardware and software solution that can be affixed to a firefighter's uniform and capture environmental information about what that person is exposed to. So the exposure to smoke or other toxins, so that in real time, a incident commander can see what's happening to those firefighters, what they're exposed to, and make immediate decisions on how to maybe pull somebody out of danger. But also that information that's captured on the IBM cloud and shared with the incident commander can also be analyzed over the long term so that, for example, patterns in exposure for a particular firefighter can be addressed proactively to improve the healthcare outcomes for that person.
And how far out are these kinds of technologies? Are they theoretical still, very, you know, prototypical, or is this something that can be deployed like relatively soon?
Yeah, so the Call for Code competition, which happens every year, is the innovation engine. It's where teams come up with the ideas. And what we're really thrilled about with this winning team is they already had their quote-unquote customer embedded on the team, helping them test and influence how it was built. And therefore, that gives it a greater velocity towards being implemented. But the goal for Call for Code ideas, like Prometeo, is that we give them a support framework to make them sustainable over the long term. And that's done through the IBM Code and Response Program. And so that includes the award that's given through Call for Code, which is a $200,000 cash prize. It's the recognition for the award itself and the connection to mentorship and other partners that can help them. It's connection to the Linux Foundation, which helps manage open source communities, so making sure people are contributing with the right IP around the software they may be adding to the program.
Just to clarify, sorry, intellectual property, IP, right?
Correct. Yeah, and the Linux Foundation can also help out with some of the marketing and also ensure that everybody participating in the community adheres to a code of conduct so that there's a level of respect and tolerance given to those who are making a real difference for that project. But the most important part is that the team going forward will also have a team of IBMers, high-performing IBMers that have volunteered into our Corporate Service Corps program to work with the Prometeo team on improving the hardware, improving the software, improving its end user experience, the firefighter in this case, as well as the incident commander, the person managing the firefighters, as well as team building, community building, and awareness. So we hope to accelerate the solution, make sure that it scales not only to do a better job in Spain, but can be something that's transferable, for example, to the Amazon in South America,
right,
California in North America, or Australia that are facing similar challenges.
Mm-hmm. Very, very fascinating. We're chatting with Daniel Crook. He's the Chief Technology Officer of IBM Code and Response and the Call for Code program, a five-year, $30 million global challenge that unites developers to create applications that are powered by open source technology. So several parties can get involved and work on that code, that program, programming to tackle some of the world's biggest challenges. And in this case, it's natural disasters, something that we hear all about too often. And where can our listeners go for more information, including those who may want to apply for next year's Call for Code Challenge?
Yeah, so they would go to callforcode.org, and there they'll see details on the program, last year's winners, some highlights. This year's winners, they'll continue to see some highlights of kind of the progress of those solutions. And like you mentioned, they'll learn about the challenge that's announced next year if they want to take part for a shot at those prizes.
All right, Daniel Crook, thank you so much for your time. I know it's been a long day. Keep up the great work. It's very inspirational. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. Whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, we all know there are apps out there to help you find a good deal on your hotel room. But one app called Pruvo says that they'll get the best price on your hotel after you've booked it. Joining us on the line to explain what it is and how it works, we've got Pruvo's Chief Commercial Officer with us, Daron Nadivi. Welcome to the show, Daron.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be on.
All right, so I am intrigued by this concept. Please tell us what Pruvo is all about. That's P as in Peter, R-U, V as in Victor, O, and how it works.
So, Mark, I want you to imagine that you're planning a trip. You go online and you're searching for your ideal hotel for hours. You're searching multiple sites. Maybe you're going on a price comparison site. And once you found the hotel you want, you booked it, you're pretty sure that you got the best available price, right?
Yep.
Think again. See, what happens is hotel prices tend to change frequently, so frequently that sometimes multiple price drops can occur in the same day. So even if you booked the best available price at the moment you booked your hotel, you didn't necessarily get the best price. And that's exactly what Pruvo is trying to solve. With Pruvo, you go on any website to book your hotel, any website in any language. The only requirement is that your reservation be a free cancellation reservation. So you book your hotel, you receive an email confirmation, you forward the reservation confirmation to Pruvo, and at that moment, we start monitoring your hotel room price on a large amount of sources, and we'll notify you once we find you the exact same room that you booked at a better price. And then all you need to do is rebook the room at a cheaper rate and save money.
All right. So you've obviously got some technology that monitors if the room has dropped in price. You're not actually having people call the hotel.
No.
Right. It's all automated. And then through that system, through those algorithms, you find that the $180 night room in New York, probably a lot more than that, but you get the idea, that has dropped down to $159, that exact same room, not a suite, but the same one that you booked. And so long as you booked it with the ability to cancel the room, then you notify the customer that it has dropped. And do we then have to rebook it ourselves, or do you take care of that as well?
Yes, great question. So Pruvo is an alert service. So we will guide you throughout the entire process. We will show you. Usually we find on average three, when there is a price drop, which occurs 40% of the time, we usually find three offers on average. So you can actually choose which offer appeals to you the most. Then we'll guide you to that exact same offer, to the exact same room. You'll rebook it at a cheaper rate. And then we also guide you to cancel your original, more expensive reservation. So the customer is in control throughout the entire process. We don't do any action on behalf of the customer, which is, by the way, on purpose.
Right.
And that's why we're a risk-free service, because we don't do anything on your behalf. We just guide you and alert you throughout the entire process.
So we don't share our credit card information or anything with
you? Absolutely not.
Okay. So then, so long as you're able to cancel it, and I don't know, you know, how long before that stay you're allowed, 24 hours or 12 hours or 2 days, I don't know. But you know that as well, like when you notify the person that it has dropped, then as long as it's within that window, we cancel that room and then we rebook it and we get to save the money.
Exactly. So the standard is 48 hours prior to checking in.
Okay.
It can vary. There are some sites, usually when booking through the hotel, you can get up to 24 hours prior to check in. But we don't standardize it. We take each reservation, and the date that appears on that reservation as the last date of free cancellation, that's the last date we track. Actually, a few hours before, we stop tracking and we remove any offers. So this is why our track record for the past 3.5 years is clean. We have not had any double booking caused due to approval, because everything is automated, and also certain reminders are sent out to remind the customer to cancel the original reservation. And also there's no offers that are sent after the last date of free cancellation.
Mm-hmm. And you said, Daron, we're speaking, by the way, with Daron DV from Pruvo. You said 40% of the time a hotel will drop the rate of a room. Is it because there's vacancy and they want to be more attractive on these travel sites?
So this is a great question. A lot of people think that it's actually the hotels themselves that are changing the price. There are quite a few reasons why these price drops occur. Only one of them is actually related directly to the hotel, which is the reason you said when there's vacancies. But the majority of the price drops are due to the fierce competition between the OTAs, or the online travel agencies known as Booking.com, Expedia, Agoda, Hotel.com. Mm-hmm. And basically what happens is that they will launch certain promotions and coupons based on either – we also have access to certain discounts for the volume we manage. But they will launch certain promotions where they assume the cost of the promotion as part of their customer acquisition cost. They lower their own earnings, and the hotel is not affected. So a lot of times the price drops we find it's because the actual OTAs are lowering their profit margin.
Okay, I see. And this happens as often as 40% of the time, which is
quite a lot. So the stats are 40% of the time the price drop will occur. By the way, we have noticed certain destinations where it's much more frequent. For example, New York, Las Vegas, Cancun, and Thailand are probably our four top destinations where price drops occur close to 60%. The maximum price drop we've seen till today is 72%.
Wow.
And the average price drop is 14%. So you have quite a nice savings amount for really zero risk, zero effort.
And as you said, Daron, it doesn't matter how you book that room. It could be through an app. It could be just by calling the hotel or maybe a national number for, you know, Hilton or Westin or whatever. So as long as you have that free cancellation policy, then you, what do? You forward the email confirmation to Pruvo, or do you open up the Pruvo app?
Yeah.
Like, how do we get that information to you?
So once you book a hotel, even if you do it over the phone, they will send you some kind of confirmation via email. So that reservation confirmation, we need you to forward via email to save@pruvo.com, and you'll get a notification that your reservation was received. And to that exact email, we'll be sending you the alerts when the price drops.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Pruvo.com. P as in Peter, R-U-V-O.com. Daron Nadivi, thank you very much for your time. This sounds great. I'm going to give this a shot for sure.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
When we return, we're going to talk with a startup called Book and Brunch. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. but she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. It's being dubbed the Airbnb for book clubs. Book and Brunch, as the name suggests, fuses book and food experiences for groups of people. And there's a little tech thrown in there for good measure. Joining us to explain what the Book and Brunch website and marketplace is all about, we're joined on the line by creator Daniela Kellaway. Welcome to the show, Daniela.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, like a good book you just want to tear into, let's dive right in and talk about Book and Brunch. What is it?
So we say that we're a book and food experiences marketplace. And what that means is that on one side, we have what we call Brookie hosts. Our community is called Brookies. And the hosts, they host these experiences and they make a little money doing it. And on the other side of the marketplace, we have restaurants, cafes, venues, caterers who want to partner with these hosts to bring in group dining into their space. And then our community, of course, benefits the most because they love that every event is hinged around a book, because books are awesome icebreakers.
They sure are. So at its core, it's a book club, but also includes some bites with the books. Is that right? Some food.
That's right. Yeah. So our sort of unique value proposition is that our platform's preloaded with set menus from venues. So like even for yourself, if you wanted to organize lunch for your family, let's say it's 15 or 20 people, usually you've got to call around. If you want it to be a set menu, they'll send you like a PDF. So our platform makes it super easy and it's preloaded with all of those set menus, so you can just select a venue that you want to partner with, and in a few clicks, your event can be up. You can organize an event in minutes, literally, which was the idea, making it easy for people to connect over a book and a meal.
All right, so the idea is that a brookie, so someone who's going to host it, like myself, wants to arrange a book club, but tied to a meal. So it is hosted at a restaurant somewhere. Even though I'm the host of that experience, it is actually hosted at an establishment that serves the food, not at somebody's place.
Correct. That is how the majority of people use the platform, but we also have a tool that's build your own. And if you wanted to continue to organize in your home or in a community center or anywhere else, you can use the tool for that as well. It's just that when you're ready to go out into the world, that piece is taken care of for you. The event planning piece is really easy.
Right. Got it. Very cool. How did you and your partner, I think her name is Zuzana Dracul, how did you come up with the idea?
Yeah, so a few years back, Zuzana, who's actually also my sister,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's okay. So she was in a kind of a dark place. She was feeling lonely and depressed and was not leaving the house. It got really bad. And so I said, okay, move in with me. I've got kids. So I was like, the kids will distract you and it'll like shake you out of this dark place. But when that didn't work, I said, you have to do something that forces you out of the house. Create a reason to leave. And so her reason to leave was this little book club. She started this book club, and every month the idea was that she would visit a new restaurant and read a different book. And it started with five people. I was one of the original five. And within a year, there was over 1,000 people in the club, and two incredible things happened. Well, that it ballooned to that size. And the second was that it completely transformed her life. So just the simple ritual of reading, meeting, and eating got her out of that depression. And when I saw that transformation as her sister, I just thought that if we can help one other person feel less lonely, feel more connected, and make it easy for them to meet like-minded people in this way, that's the work I want to be doing. And so we built it out. We launched just over a year ago, and now we have members in 40 cities, which is amazing. It's been incredible.
That's awesome. And you have some U.S. locations too, I understand.
We do. I would say we're probably there in beta, but it's coming. And we've been really fortunate that a lot of the interest has come inbound. I think there's just something about the combination of books and food people love, and it's resonating with people. And the idea that there's a tool that can help you do it easier, right? So that's how it began.
And with your sister, just going back to that for a moment, you do believe that there are clear benefits of reading every day, right? Has this been proven, or is this more anecdotal?
No, I mean, it's both anecdotal, but it is science-backed, right? So reading for 30 minutes a day increases your life expectancy by 2 years. Reading for 30 minutes a day decreases your stress levels by 68%. I mean, this is huge. And you don't have to do 30 minutes in one chunk. Mm-hmm. What I say to people is read for 10 minutes in the morning, read for 10 minutes over lunch, and then read for 10 minutes before bed. Boom, you got your 30 minutes. And who doesn't want to live longer? Mm-hmm. And then even for myself, since we started this marketplace, I've seen huge changes in my life. It also builds up your empathy in really big ways. And then for your brain, the idea that you're reading something, we all do a lot of reading, right? But it's more like scrolling. Reading a fiction book, for instance, you have a very solid beginning, middle, and end. And so that pattern of beginning, middle, and end, it's like weight lifting for your brain. And people don't really realize it. There's so many benefits. Once I started researching, I was like, whoa, this isn't just, hey, it feels good. It is actually good for your mental health and for your physical well-being.
We'll continue chatting with Book and Brunch when we return. I'll also share some thoughts on last week's Google event. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Check It Out whenever you want.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We're chatting with Daniela Kellaway from Book and Brunch that fuses book and food experiences for groups of people. Walk us through the process. So someone's listening right now. They're like, I love this idea. Who doesn't love reading, eating, and getting together with people? So what's the first step? So you said it's a website, not an app, but it's Book and Brunch, B-O-O-K, the letter N, Brunch. Is that what the URL is, the website address?
That's correct, yeah, .com. There's no membership to join. Anyone can join. You sign up for free. You can browse through a number of experiences if you just want to show up as a guest. If you're interested in hosting, we ask a few questions before you decide to be a host, just about what kind of event you're going to host. And then once you're a host, you scroll through, you see all of our venue partners with their preloaded set menus. You make a request, they say yes, and your event is up. And then people show up. And it is the best way. People have told us it's the best way to meet new people, meet like-minded people, break bread with a stranger and kind of reconnect in real life. And I just want to give a shout out because I know that your show, people listen from all across the country. We're going to be in Edmonton October 23rd, in Montreal October 29th, and in Ottawa October 30th. So if you're in one of those cities, come on down to see us. We have a big event there. Kobo so generously sponsored us, which is amazing. And the e-reader, I'm new to the e-reader and I freaking love it. It changed my life. I can read so much more now that I have the e-reader in various ways. And the best part is that it connects to the local library. So you can do free direct borrowing access through your e-reader, which I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And all of our events this month, all the proceeds from every event are going to the local library foundations in honor of Canadian Library Month, which is October. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, terrific. And then just finally, how much does it cost for those who want to attend something like this? I know you said there's a small fee.
So our average ticket price is $40. That always includes a meal and some elements of surprise and delight. But we've also had events that were $5 or $15. It really depends on the host. They set their price according to what venue they choose. Events can be public. They can also be private. They can be ticketed or they can be free. So it's open in that sense. But on average, our bookies are spending about $40 to sit down and have a beautiful meal, meet some new people, and discuss a good read.
Awesome. And it's always one book per event?
Yes, okay. One book that's discussed, yeah.
Okay, amazing. Daniela, this sounds like a great idea. Congratulations on its success to date. Bookandbrunch.com. is where you want to start. Thank you again.
Thanks so much, Mark. Thanks for having me.
For the remaining 3 minutes on this week's Tech It Out, I thought I'd share some thoughts on last week's Made by Google event in New York. It was kind of fun to be there. They had a number of products unveiled. Of course, the big one being the Pixel 4 and the Pixel 4 XL, a new generation of smartphones from Google that have a lot of intelligence to them, as you would expect. They really master that AI, that artificial intelligence, for not just the personal assistant, but things like this new radar-based controls, as they call it. When you reach for the phone, it knows you're reaching for the phone, and it will quiet the ringtone, for example, or it'll start launching that camera to unlock your face. It's got interactive wallpaper and other cool things. And in the photography department, it still is amazing. That night sight, so it takes amazing photos at night. There's a new telephoto lens and other bells and whistles. Oh, and as a journalist, I really like this new voice recorder app that will transcribe your voice in real time and translate it into text for you. I think that's awesome. Also for students or business people who, you know, want to put something like that in a boardroom and record everything. Very, very smart stuff. So that's $7.99 for the Pixel 4 and $8.99 for the larger Pixel 4 XL. They also had a new Pixelbook Go laptop powered by Chrome. They had the Pixel Buds 2, tiny little wireless earbuds with a built-in personal assistant, 5 hours of battery life and different colors to choose from. Those were $179. And then finally, the Nest Mini. This is the next generation $49 smart speaker that is louder than before, twice the bass than the last version. When you move your hand towards it, the LED lights light up, so it shows you how to pause or raise the volume or lower the volume of the music you're listening to. And this really cool Nest feature, Nest Aware, for as low as $6 a month, that does some pretty neat things for you. This, for example, well, your smart speaker can hear if a fire alarm, if a smoke alarm or a carbon monoxide alarm is going off in your home, you're not at home, it can notify you on your smartphone because it's hearing that loud beep. And it can even ask you if you want to call 911 locally where your home is, even though you may be halfway around the world. So a really smart feature. So that's just a small glimpse of what Google unveiled last week in New York at their Made by Google event. I wrote an article for USA Today about that Nest Hub, the mini one, the little guy, going up against the Amazon Echo Dot, I guess. And my colleague Ed Begg, who works at USA Today, wrote a piece about the Pixel 4 phones and some hands-on time there as well. I did a hands-on video and uploaded it to social media as well, so hope you enjoyed that. Thank you very much for listening to Tech It Out this week, which is powered by Asus. They are the title sponsor on this program. They create technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info on their great products and ROG, or Republic of Gamer, line of gear as well. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll catch up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now. Ciao.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And use caution.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Not so fast. British lawmakers voted today to delay their decision on the deal for the UK's exit from the European Union. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's now required to ask the EU to delay Britain's departure, something he says he's not going to do.
I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I've told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
The government will hold a debate Monday on its Brexit implementing legislation, effectively a second attempt to secure approval for the deal ahead of an October 31st deadline. Meanwhile, outside Parliament, tens of thousands of anti-Brexit protesters marched through London as the debate ensued. Many of the protesters wore blue berets emblazoned with yellow stars, symbolizing the EU flag. They all mingled in Parliament Square. Bernie Sanders was back on the stump today, less than 3 weeks after suffering a heart attack, holding a major comeback rally in New York City.
They're calling it the Bernie's Back Rally, and he's being joined by major supporters, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and filmmaker Michael Moore. Today's rally in Queensbridge Park is expected to draw thousands. The 78-year-old Democratic presidential contender left the campaign trail earlier this month after undergoing emergency heart surgery. Beyond health concerns, Sanders finds himself looking up at progressive rival Elizabeth Warren and establishment favorite Joe Biden in the polls. Now he must reassure voters that he has the physical stamina to go forward while addressing broader concerns that his policies may be too far left to defeat President Trump. Julie Walker, New York.
The American League Championship Series shifts to Houston tonight, a day after the Yankees avoided elimination with a 4-1 win at home in Game 5 against the Astros. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8383. 84.
Johnson & Johnson's recalling a single lot of its baby powder.
Government testing found trace amounts of asbestos in one bottle that was bought online. The recall comes as J&J fights thousands of lawsuits in which plaintiffs claim its iconic baby powder was contaminated with asbestos and that it caused ovarian cancer or another rare cancer. The company is investigating whether the bottle bought online is counterfeit and how the contamination occurred. The recalled lot contained 33,000 bottles. John Scott reporting.
Opposition to one of the nation's longest proposed new natural gas pipelines in the U.S. has grounded an unlikely alliance determined to stop the current project. Texas rural landowners, environmental groups, and conservative-leaning municipalities are banding together to oppose pipeline giant Kinder Morgan's 430-mile, $2 billion National Gas Expressway. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A base jumper who launched illegally from a northwestern Wisconsin cell phone tower ended up calling the police on himself after his parachute became caught in a guy wire, and that left him dangling perilously 50 feet off the ground.
Police say the 20-year-old man jumped from the 300-foot Charter Communications Tower in Menominee. After his rescue, the man was treated at the Mayo Clinic Health System and arrested for criminal trespass. Base jumping stands for building antenna span and earth. The four common objects from which base jumpers launch their descent. Menominee is 70 miles east of Minneapolis. Patrick Frost reporting.
On this date, October 19, 1765, the Stamp Act Congress, meeting in New York, adopted a declaration of rights and liberties, which the British Parliament promptly ignored. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Popular Technology Radio. I'm Mike Etcher, and I am happy you are here today. We are going to be talking about cell phone companies and plans today. And one thing you never hear anybody say, or at least nobody that I know, I love my carrier. My carrier is AT&T, and I have five iPhones on that plan. And I squint and cringe every time I write that check every month, which I just did, as a matter of fact, for my most recent bill. And it's been 12 years since the rollout of the iPhone, of the original iPhone. And there is no going back. We all have smartphones. We all love our smartphones. We all rely on our smartphones. But our smartphones are doorstops without the cellular coverage. And therefore, we are connected at the hip with, depending on who your carrier is, the big four with Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile or Sprint. They are maybe the villains in my story, but they are certainly companies that aren't going away, and we all need those cellular carriers to use our smartphones. So we have to have them. They are a necessary evil, if you will, in our lives, but there's much to know about them. They are all slightly different, and as we say in the world of tech and when you're comparing products, your mileage may vary. So even if T-Mobile has a great price, maybe in your neighborhood, T-Mobile does not work very well. I remember one of the first cell phones I got on my own after I had work cell phones, it was on the old Pac Bell system. And back then, the information wasn't all that good, nor was the coverage. And I remember taking that on my drive home back when you could talk on the cell phone in your car, which you can't do at least here in California any longer. And I was talking to my wife on my way home, and I was about 10 miles from my house, and all of a sudden my cell phone dropped, and it never came back. And I learned that night on my new cell phone that I had from Pacific Bell that their coverage didn't extend into the town that I lived in, and I was greatly disappointed. And so I knew for the first 10 minutes of my drive in and out from home, it just did not work. And over the years, at different times, each one of the big four, I've had all of them at different points. And from where I lived, I had a company phone that was on T-Mobile, and it was terrible. And I had one on Sprint, and it was terrible where I lived at the time. And I lived in kind of a semi-rural area at the time. So all of this stuff is so dependent on where you live. So you're not really comparing apples to apples when you're comparing cell phone companies. It's got asterisks by them. It depends on where you live. They all, of course, have coverage maps on their websites. So that's very important to look at when you are perhaps shopping around. But the prices, at least in my observation, continue to kind of go up. It doesn't seem like my cell phone bill ever goes down. But of course, it's wonderful to have the data plans. It's wonderful to have phones with you at all times with cameras on them. All of that stuff is such a wonderful convenience. And there is no going back. As a friend of mine used to say, at least with a cell phone, there's no downtime. I'm never bored. Whether you're in line at the grocery store or waiting at the doctor's office, you immediately have the world in the palm of your hands. You can check the news. You can watch a video on Netflix. You can do all kinds of things. You can buy jeans on Amazon. Everything you can do with downtime, all because of a cell phone. So I get it. They are here for good, and just like our cell phone bill is here for good. So, but that is an expense that many of us never used to have. You know, I've had cell phones for quite a while now, but boy, it sure starts to go up. And I have kids, I have a family, and therefore I have 5 iPhones on my plan. Thankfully, we don't buy the latest ones for my family members, but we do have 5 cell phones on our plans, 5 smartphones, and it really starts to add up. So I guess my question to you as you listen today, are you happy with your cell phone character? Are you happy with your cell phone carrier? Maybe they are characters as well. Are you happy? I'm not terribly happy with mine, but I'm not. It's kind of a headache to move, so I'm going to keep my phone, in my case AT&T. I don't plan to move, and it's, at least from where I live, it is just a little bit less good than Verizon in terms of coverage. I kind of calculated at a particular place where I spend a lot of time. It's right at the edge of AT&T service. If I had Verizon, I could go about another quarter of a mile, if that. And then there is no cell coverage after that. So I'm pretty happy with what I've got, happy in the sense of the coverage, not happy with the bill. So that's what we are talking about today. We're talking about the different plans, the technologies that are out there, what's kind of going on in the industry, and what can we maybe expect in the future? As you maybe know from past shows we've done, 5G is coming. So is that going to really matter when it comes to the cell service? We will find out. Joining us today, we've got someone from The Wirecutter. We've got Rob Peguero, and he's got a great article on these very, very topics. What is the best cell phone plan? It's right there on the Wirecutter. We're going to talk to him about that today. All the stuff in terms of cell phone plans. That is our topic of the day, and so we got to take a break. And when we come back, we will get right into it. You are listening to Pop Tech Radio.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It is Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, and we've got Rob Pegoraro. He is a contributor for thewirecutter.com, and they have a wonderful kind of a continuing article. If you click on thewirecutter.com and type in cell plans, you'll see Rob's ongoing article probably on the different carriers. So, Rob, welcome to the show. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, before you started writing this, were you, like me, kind of a antagonistic relationship with your cell carrier?
So I've been with T-Mobile for a while, and that's generally been pretty good. But before that, I was with Sprint for a while. I was with Verizon. Somehow I never signed up with AT&T.
Oh, okay.
So technically, my first carrier was not Verizon, but Bell Atlantic Mobile. That's a
lot. Oh, going back.
Yep.
Well, let's start with the main players. So there's only four systems in the U.S. Is that correct?
Four national carriers. You have some regional ones like U.S. Cellular. Then you have all the prepaid brands, some of which are owned by the four big carriers. Some are independent resellers. Yeah, it's complicated. You might think we have so many different networks, but there's really just the big four, which could be three if Sprint and T-Mobile do, in fact, conclude the merger they would very much like to conclude.
Yes, they would, wouldn't they? And, of course, all of this stuff, you know, the classic line, your mileage may vary, depending on where you live, with any of your relationship with any of these carriers. And as I think I mentioned in my first segment, I've actually had all four at one time or another. I had Sprint at one time, and I thought nothing could be worse than Sprint. And then we switched over to T-Mobile, and I found out, in fact, something could be worse than Sprint, and it was T-Mobile. For where I live, now, and that's kind of a rural area, and we should maybe mention that between the big four, there's only two different technologies, right? There's CDMA, and there is GSM.
Right, code division, multiple access, and global system for mobile. Years ago, of course, there was Nextel, and they used a different standard called IDEN. I don't even remember what that stands for, even though my wife used to work for Nextel for a time.
But it used to exist, but it no longer does. So we've got the two. Now, and my understanding is that CDMA, which is Verizon and Sprint, if I'm not mistaken, that is the older of the two systems, right? And therefore, at least where I live, Verizon tends to be, in terms of like if you're going into kind of rural areas, it tends to be slightly better. You get a little bit further coverage than with the other ones. Is that kind of a correct assessment?
Not worldwide, because the first digital system was DSM, and it was actually the first one to come to the U.S. If any of your Gen X listeners remember a company called Sprint Spectrum that debuted around the D.C. Baltimore area in the mid-90s, they had a GSM system.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, and essentially T-Mobile is the direct linear descendant of Sprint Spectrum. Just you've got this weird corporate family tree of this network was sold to this company, which was then bought by this one, and all that hardware then ended up with this third company. And so CDMA came along a little bit later, and you know, as far as coverage, I think you're more likely to see a bigger difference in terms of like what frequency is it? Is it a low frequency band that reaches far into buildings? You know, has better coverage that way. If you not to get into 5G, but that's where you could see a whole lot of hype. And if you don't understand that, like millimeter wave 5G is really not good for range. So,
we've heard. Yes, the new thing is it requires a lot more antennas, or it's going to be different than what we have currently. And that's coming, which is, I guess, good news.
it's been coming for a long time. I get to actually try out a 5G phone or hotspot myself.
Oh.
No one has the service lit up in D.C.
Oh, interesting. But as we sit here today, there are four. And I guess one of my questions has always been, what allows a company – because I know Spectrum is now hawking their mobile service, and I haven't figured out which system they're built on.
Spectrum, I'm pretty sure, is Verizon. Same thing with Comcast. There are some cases where the reseller can't actually say – whose network they're reselling. I think that's Consumer Cellular, a very well-regarded reseller. And Ting, another one that seems to do pretty well in a lot of reader surveys, they don't actually tell you which networks they run. But if you look at their coverage maps and compare them to the coverage maps of the big four carriers, you'll see pretty clearly that they're both reselling AT&T and T-Mobile.
Oh, okay.
If I have that straight, I know I need to check the Wirecutter guide myself to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Well, while you're doing that, let's take a quick commercial break. We are talking with Rob Peguero. He is the contributor with the Wirecutter. We are talking about cellular plans. Do you like yours? Are you happy with yours? Or do you just put up with yours? And we'll get more with Rob when we come back. You're listening to PopTech Radio.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
And we are back, PopTech Radio. We are talking cellular service, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and all of the other folks that are falling behind them. We've got Rob Pegoraro. He's the contributor of The Wirecutter. He has an ongoing, awesome article that kind of really lays out all of the different carriers, the pluses and the minuses. And Rob, so we've got the big four, but depending on where you live, there are regional options, I gather. But if you have a regional option wherever you live and then you travel, does it do handoffs with somebody? How does that thing work?
You're often going to run into roaming. The different carriers will sometimes lean into each other's coverage. If you look at the fine print for some of the prepaid services, as I recall, Verizon's prepaid, they don't allow roaming on that. And I once had a reader email me to say, like, this is a bigger problem than you realize. Like, I go to Puerto Rico and I can't use my Verizon prepaid phone.
Wow. Looking at your article and just kind of what I've observed, so any one of the big four, they tend to have a prepaid service, often with a different name, or they have kind of the regular month-to-month one that many of us have. I mean, I'm not even sure.
Postpaid, as they call it.
Postpaid, that's right. And I pay on the last possible day. So do each of the big four have prepaid and the postpaid plans?
Yeah, and sometimes it's obvious. Verizon prepaid is literally called Verizon prepaid. No mistaking that. AT&T, they have the prepaid service, but they also own Cricket Wireless. You might think this is not AT&T, like their colors are green, not orange. It's AT&T. Sprint, they have Sprint prepaid. They also have Boost Mobile, which was originally a Nextel prepaid brand, and they have Virgin Mobile USA because, sure, why not do this in triplicate? T-Mobile has T-Mobile prepaid. They also have what used to be Metro PCS is now Metro by T-Mobile. And then you have companies that resell one or more of these, and you have to choose which network you're going to roam on. That's the case with Ting and Consumer Cellular. Google Fi resells Sprint, T-Mobile, and U.S. Cellular, and their system is set up so the phone switches from one to the other as needed. So
it's
really are sort of, it's not one of those three, it's all three at once.
When it gets right down to it, so let's forget coverage, do you like one more than the other? Are they all pretty much the same in terms of customer service and, you know, cost? Or are there some dramatic differences between the four, let's say?
Yeah, so the big four prepaid ones, there are differences not so much in what you would pay for unlimited data. They all offer that, but you have to look into things like, you know, do they include mobile hotspot, aka tethering, where you're sharing your phone's bandwidth with your laptop or tablet over Wi-Fi? Sometimes that's included, sometimes it's capped at a really low speed where it's not really useful at all. Then it's how much do you get? One thing that is different a lot is roaming in other countries. Sprint and T-Mobile have a pretty good deal where their plans basically let you use your phone in Canada and Mexico as if they were the 51st and 52nd states. Verizon, some plans include that roaming in Canada and Mexico, some don't. The rest of the world, the big difference is Sprint and T-Mobile will give you essentially free low-speed roaming. You get 2G edge data, which, you know, would have Canada's broadband when I got my first phone in 1999, which, you know what, a 2G connection is fine if you're on vacation. You need to look up directions from the airport to your hotel. Maybe you can Instagram on 2G, just give your phone a little more time to upload the picture. And with Verizon and AT&T, you have to buy there's various day pass rates, which are usually $10 a month. And, you know, once you spend it, you certainly get a much faster connection. But $10 a month can add up. You spend 5 days in Europe, you spend basically most of what you pay normally every month on top of that regular bill.
Right. Speaking of the rest of the world, Rob, my belief, I'm not sure if I'm right about this, is that the rest of the world pays a lot less for cellular service than we do. Is that your sense as well?
It certainly can be. Like when you look at some of the prepaid rates I've paid, like this is going back a few years, but in Ireland, as I recall, I paid €5 for a prepaid SIM, 2 gigs of data or a gig of data, way more than I needed, way less than I would have paid for that amount of data in the U.S.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the case that, you know, there's some areas where people talk about residential broadband and look at what you can pay for fiber to your home in Korea or France or Japan. We don't look so good in that comparison.
No.
In wireless service, some countries are much worse. A lot of people are not happy with the pricing of phone service in Canada. And they point to that when saying this is why you shouldn't let Sprint and T-Mobile merge, because when you go from 4 to 3, people are ripped off air.
Right. With that potential merger of Sprint and T-Mobile, you think it's going to happen? And how does a GSM company and a CDMA company merge? That seems kind of an awkward technology pairing.
So originally I thought this was probably going to go through. This is not a White House, which has a huge problem with concentrated corporate power, to put things as gently as possible.
Yeah.
But this has been dragging on and on, and there's lots of voices getting raised against it. And the news in the last couple of days has been, oh, Sprint and T-Mobile are going to have to find other concessions to throw in. We'll spin off this much more spectrum, give you all these other things if you let this go through. So I am getting less and less confident that this will actually happen. The question is not so much, you know, can Sprint T-Mobile merge to operate a good network? What's that do for competitive dynamics in the U.S.? And that's hard to say because traditionally Sprint and T-Mobile have both been the sort of challenger firms that have really aggressive pricing. T-Mobile, because, you know, they saw that as their out. They didn't have a super awful network around 2012, but it was not as good as AT&T and Verizon. So they said, well, what can we do to give people some other reason to buy with us? So they did things like get rid of contracts, let you bring your own phone and not punish you for doing that. Sprint's network has been horrible for a long time. Like, I basically dropped them because I was tired of waiting for them to bring LTE to the DC market. So they've had very aggressive pricing. Their network has improved. I've seen it in surveys from, like, RootMetrics, OpenSignal, PCMag. All these ones have said, you know, Sprint's network is good. Not on the same level as everyone else, but if you were going to automatically veto it, maybe you don't want to do that anymore.
All right, hold that thought, Rob, because we've got more to talk about with cell carriers and what to think about as a consumer. When we come back, it's Pop Tech Radio.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
All make and they all need in this current environment.
It's a business decision. You know, the traditional rationale for prepaid plans back when you had phones sold on 2-year contracts that subsidized the handset price. What do you do if someone's a credit risk? You don't want to sell them a subsidized phone and maybe not be able to recoup it. So that's how you had prepaid plans that didn't have contracts, were much cheaper, but also you had to pay full price for the phone. So in some cases, you have legacy prepaid brands that stick around because they've always been there. I guess if you're Sprint, you have this many people who've been on Boost Mobile for forever. They seem to like it. Do you want to spend the time and effort to retire that? I don't know. The interesting case is when companies will resell their bandwidth to their network capacity to outside resellers, MVNOs, mobile virtual network operators. And that, you can essentially think of that as sort of like subcontracting out your customer acquisition. If your expertise is not, say, marketing to people who want cheap international calling so they can call their relatives back home, and MVNO can handle that. If you want somebody who's good at marketing to, millennials, or I don't know how you market to a Gen Xer such as me, you have a lot of grunge music to the 90s in your ads. So it's worked amazingly well, and it's really fascinating when you compare the wireless industry to residential broadband. Like, do you really think Comcast or Verizon knows everything about how to sell broadband to everyone in the service area? Why isn't there reselling? And there basically hasn't been since the government required it back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and you had lots of companies reselling the phone company's digital subscriber line service, which is good because back then Verizon's DSL was horrible.
Yes.
You did not want to get broadband from them. You wanted to get it from a company reselling it.
Well, and it's so interesting to see all this stuff lay out. And if you take a really broad look, I'm trying to remember, when did the government break up the Bell system? And it's kind of like, you know, you're taking a, let's say, a coffee mug and you slam it on the ground and it breaks into 100 different pieces. And then you watch it slowly put itself back together. What the government tried to do back, I guess, was in the 80s, break up all this stuff. And now we're back condensed into these major big players. And it's getting even less and less people, with AT&T now buying my former employer's Warner Brothers, and all of these, what used to be referred to as dumb pipes, now getting in the content business with Comcast owning Universal.
Universal.
And it is funny that there was a very purposeful effort to break this stuff up, and yet now it's all back together again, which is never a good thing in my book. And in terms of, again, comparing with the rest of the world, are we kind of messed up when it comes to our cellular system?
Cellular system, honestly, would say not that much. We have four companies that compete really aggressively. The problem, if you want to talk competition, is at the local level, where for lots of Americans, the only viable option is their local cable company. You know, DSL just has not been able to keep up with cable speeds. A lot of phone-based telecom companies don't want to invest in DSL, and so they have the same speeds they offered 10 years ago, and that's it. That is not so much a factor of consolidation, which I agree it's been scary. The example I hear used is not so much break a coffee cup, watch it reconstitute itself, more like from Terminator 2, blow up the T-1000, watch it, its molted pieces reconstitute themselves, and then resume.
A better analogy than my coffee cup one, by the way.
Yeah. But in each of those cases, back when before you had this quest to sort of reunify AT&T, because I think it was SBC bought Pac Bell and all these other companies. It wasn't as if there was more competition in those submarkets. And in fact, that was the in retrospect, really creepy and depressing sales pitch Comcast offered when they wanted to buy Time Warner. They said, there's no competition in all the markets which we operate. No one is losing choice. And it's like, well, thank you for reminding me of how terrible things are. But that's right. Did I feel good about this? Because I don't.
Yes. So back to cell phones. You know, I sort of mentioned all these in the same breath because maybe, you know, with me at my house right now and I've got Spectrum, might I have a 5G broadband connection in the semi-near future, and maybe will I be able to punt Spectrum? Will the mobile carriers be stepping into the broadband business with 5G?
It's definitely possible, but define near term. So, for instance, the possibility of it, you can see what Verizon rolled out in places like Sacramento and Houston. 5G wireless broadband based on millimeter wave spectrum, no data caps, exactly what you'd want, priced at a not crazy rate, under $100. Perfectly reasonable. But the coverage is so limited, and the more people have looked at it, it turns out that this is not how you're going to bring broadband to the masses with millimeter wave 5G. You could do it with lower frequency 5G. That's what T-Mobile has said they're going to build their 5G network on. But they haven't lit that up. Sprint, they're going to have it on a bunch of different frequencies, but they showed actual coverage maps at the MWC, the Mobile World Congress trade show in Barcelona, really limited to the point where I think they were saying it'd be like 50 square miles of 5G coverage in Chicago or Dallas, which are both really large cities. So I want 5G to succeed. I want to believe, as the X-Files poster says. But I'm less confident that it's going to make a huge difference anytime soon. And while you have lots of existing technologies that do have enough speed, uploads and downloads, they all come with data caps. And once you have that in place, you know, it's bad enough if your cable ISP says you can't put more than 400 gigabytes a month up and down. But wireless data caps are more like 25 gigs. So, you know, one software update from Apple and you're doomed.
Exactly. Well, on that note, we got to take a quick break. We, of course, are talking to Rob Pegoraro. He is from The Wire Cutter. We're talking cellular carriers, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad. And we've got more when we come back on Pop Tech Radio.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid,
BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Today through next Tuesday, Lumber Liquidators Flooring Yard Sale has over 400 floors on sale, up to 50% off. It's a sale so abundant that it literally cannot fit in our showroom and must spill out onto our parking lot. Or, for the sake of the metaphor, our yard. Or is it our driveway? Let's not get caught up in semantics. What's important here is that there are many, many floors on sale, up to 50% off. These are the floors homes are built on. Lumber Liquidators Flooring.
Hey, you are listening to Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart with Rob Peguerero. He is the contributor to The Wire Cutter, and we are talking cellular service. Love, hate, what's the deal? What do you like about your cellular carrier? What do you dislike? Rob, in general, does anybody like their cellular carrier?
You know, so there's this group at the University of Michigan, the American Customer Satisfaction Institute, and they do actual surveys, actually. So let me bring up the most recent one. They look at industry sectors one at a time. And let's take a look and see how wireless carriers do industry-wide.
It can't be good.
Overall satisfaction score for 2018 was 74 out of 100, which you might say, not great, but let's take a look.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, internet service providers, most recent survey, 62.
Oh, my. Now, even that seems higher than I would have guessed. I mean, everybody gripes about their cell carrier. Everybody gripes about their internet service provider. But if the wireless carrier...
Subscription TV service, also 62.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with him on that, or less. But so by and
airlines
large,
are 74, so no worse than that.
It could be worse. It could be worse. At least for me, and I have the same problem with my bank. Is I hate them, but it's such a hassle to change them. I just put up with it. Is that kind of the attitude most people have with their cellular carriers, or do people kind of bounce around quite frequently these days?
Well, you can, you know. If you remember, it used to be you had to give up your number when you switched carriers, and the carriers all said, you know, wireless number portability is going to be a huge problem. This is not something that's that big of a deal to our customers, and the FCC forced that through. And so, yeah, it's a good functioning market in that sense, in part because of good old-fashioned government regulation, the heavy hand of the regulatory state. Sometimes it sometimes does something good. Yes. So I don't know. I actually don't hear that many complaints about wireless service. Where I hear it all the time in the area of telecom is things like pay TV, big time. People cannot stand the fees that your cable and your satellite company cram in there. Things like data caps from your internet company. If the people are really angry with cause are the ones who there may be a few thousand feet from where the cable broadband service ends and the cost to get connected is more than a few thousands of dollars. And like, what are you going to do? Survive on dial-up in 2019, that's not a great state of affairs.
No, it's not. So when you're at family gatherings and people just kind of casually say, hey, Rob, you know, I know you write about this stuff. I'm going to move to a different carrier. Who do you recommend? What do you say at that family party?
It depends. Like, that's where you really do need to look at what is their coverage going to be like, where you live, where you're going to work in between. For a lot of cases, there's not a huge difference, but if you're in a rural area or you're in a really dense neighborhood where in-building coverage could be an issue, that's going to be important. And even then, it varies. You know, most newer Android phones will support this band in the T-Mobile letter. I think it's band 71. It's a low-frequency LTE band, which solves the problem they've usually had where you get into a building, and I can think of specific places in D.C. where my older phone I have here, a first-generation Google Pixel that will probably get replaced by the Pixel 3a I just saw at Google I.O. last week, drop service from T-Mobile because it doesn't support that band. It's only using higher frequency ones that, you know, you run into enough brick or concrete or whatever, they stop.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the biggest complaint that most people have, which is it doesn't work inside my house, you know, or it works much more poorly than it does when I'm outside the house. And I work in a work environment where, from the, where I'm sitting right now, I'm looking out in the parking lot, I see people on their cell phones because they don't work inside the office.
At least it gets you to get up and take a walk every day.
There you go, exactly. Right. It gets you out of the office a little bit. But that seems to be one of the biggest complaints. And to be honest, I think my complaint really, and it's my complaint with internet service providers as well, is just the ongoing costs. These are publicly traded companies, and they are under tremendous profit pressure from their shareholders. And that means they're going to raise their prices. And, you know, it's that escalating, I think I mentioned in my earlier comments, you know, we're hooked. We cannot live without our mobile devices. And they know that. They know they may lose me as a customer, but they're going to pick it up with somebody else. So we're not going anywhere. These are costs that we just write into our overall budget, but that continues to go up. And I have a pretty good deal. I'm on AT&T with 5 cell phones, and I pay a little north of $200, which is about
that's not bad for 5.
Yeah. Exactly. And I kind of have a legacy deal with a company I used to work for. I'm no longer there, but I still get that discount. And they all do kind of corporate discounts with big, you know, with big companies that people potentially work with. But you know, it just keeps creeping up, just like the internet bill. And so, you know, a generation ago, that was, in my case, let's say $250, that just was not part of my budget. But that's a big deal now. You know, whatever we pay for cell phones and internet is a pretty substantial expense. My guess
the issue I come with into a lot is people who are on a really old plan and they haven't changed it. They don't realize that they're now getting ripped off because even with the various inflation, you know, T-Mobile has hiked up the price to add tethering to your unlimited plan 3 or 4 times over the last 2 or 3 years. The price you pay for whatever increment of broadband you want, megabytes, gigabytes, whatever, has gone down. So if you're on some old plan from, say, like 4 years ago, you should really get off that because you're almost certainly paying too much. If that plan was one that had you on a 2-year contract, you're definitely getting ripped off because you're not getting the subsidized phone price anymore, but you're paying rates that reflect that subsidy.
It's funny you mention that. I've almost forgotten that there was a time when your handset was subsidized. It hasn't been that long since that's been gone, but that was always, you know, and I was pretty early on the iPhone. That was always the great deal about, my 2 years is almost up and I can get a new.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a horrible system, and not just because of the way it constrained people to behave in weird ways. It left wireless carriers in charge of what phones go on the market and what features are on those phones. And their record in that regard is pretty terrible. You know, Apple with the iPhone at least was able to say, AT&T, you cannot put 6 different AT&T apps on our beautiful smartphone. You can't do that. You can't put your logo on the back of it, et cetera. Whereas you bought a phone for Verizon or Sprint or T-Mobile at the same time, it would come with all those extras.
That's a big difference. By the way, that was a big deal at the time, and I've forgotten that too. How important of a game changer that was in terms of that relationship between the handset maker, in this case Apple, and their at that time singular provider, which was AT&T.
Which actually it was singular.
And it was. That's right. As I was saying, as I was coming out of my mouth, I was thinking, oh my God, that's irony. But on that note, we got to take a break. We were talking to Rob Pegoraro. He's from the Wirecutter. We've got more when we come back on cell phones.
Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane.
Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tech Radio, Mike Etchart with Rob Pegoraro. He is a contributor to The Wirecutter. We are talking cellular plans. Rob, let's get down to the down and dirty. Let's talk about good and bad of each AT&T to start with. That is my carrier at the moment. What's the good? What's the bad?
So they've always had a pretty strong network. Their pricing has not been so great. It's gotten better over the last few years, where the price you would pay for unlimited data plus hotspot has gotten significantly better, and in fact, at this point now undercuts T-Mobile's price for the same thing. So I like that. I don't like their international roaming, which used to be terrible, and now it's merely, it's okay. You know, for 1 or 2 days abroad, it's all right, but it's no better than Verizon, and it's not as good as Sprint and T-Mobile.
Well, then let's talk about Verizon. If I'm not mistaken, is Verizon the number one carrier in terms of just subscribers at the moment?
Yep, single biggest. So they've consistently had the best network in everybody's, pretty much everyone's surveys, although some have found that T-Mobile is a little better in terms of network performance. That's why T-Mobile says the nation's fastest LTE network. Not the biggest, not the most comprehensive,
right.
Fastest. Their pricing has also gotten pretty competitive. They've improved their game that way. And I have to note also one of the other places I write for is Yahoo Finance, which is a media property of Verizon's media division, Verizon Media. But that doesn't actually get me a discount on my Fios, so don't take that too far.
Okay. Now, and I'm not sure who's bigger, Sprint or T-Mobile. Who's bigger?
T-Mobile's bigger than Sprint.
Let's go T-Mobile.
So yeah, T-Mobile has been historically great at breaking up industry bad habits. They've gotten not so great as they've sort of thrown in little price hikes for things like the add-ons to their unlimited plan. But on the other hand, they have a good service. Their network has probably improved more than anybody else over the last 5 years. And pro tip, if any of your listeners are on T-Mobile, you really do want to install the T-Mobile Tuesdays app, even though it's kind of chatty and nags you a lot. It's good. You know, they have gotten enough freebies, like $10 credits on Lyft or whatever, that it's a nice little bonus.
Okay, T-Mobile. I mean, I'm not a T-Mobile customer, so I didn't even know about that.
And international roaming, too.
Oh, well, that is fairly big if that is something that one does. And last but not least, Sprint, good and bad.
Sprint, super aggressive pricing. Like, they have had to win over customers. So, yeah, if you want to save money, especially if you've got multiple lines, if you're porting over your number from another carrier, they've got really good deals. Their network is not as great as it used to be. They trail the others in a lot of ways, but you can certainly save a lot of money that way. You know, lots of people would have ruled them out 3 years ago, and I don't think you can do that anymore.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So, as we said, your mileage may vary, and every carrier on their website has their coverage map, right? So, depending on where you live, go look, because I can certainly tell you where I live, what works, what doesn't work. And I, at one point, had through work and through personal, I had an iPhone on AT&T and Verizon. And it was interesting just going in the county that I live in and seeing where each one was strong and weak. And those are, you know, arguably the big two, really. And it's just interesting to see where one cuts off, one maybe stays, and vice versa. So, again, your mileage may vary. And
I'll put in a plug for a third-party site, RootMetrics, R-O-O-T, Metrics, M-E-T-R-I-C-S, .com. You can go there, plug in a location, and see their data of everyone's coverage throughout that.
On top of each other.
They do their own automated drive testing, so that's a good reality check on how good coverage actually is in those places.
RootMetrics. Excellent. That is a great tip. Thank you for that. Before we let you go, Rob, you were up at Google I.O. How was it, and what was your takeaway? Anything earth-shattering that you learned up there?
Earth-shattering, no. I'll call it two things. One, the return of the good, cheap phone. The Pixel 3a, $399, basically the same camera as on the Pixel 3 XL. You have a plastic back, like I care. You have a headphone jack. I do care. I hate it when people get rid of that. That's a great deal, and I'm glad Google is not just selling it on their own. They've got Verizon and Sprint and T-Mobile lined up to sell it in their own stores. That should get that phone more attention. The other thing is Google is paying more attention to privacy. The next version of Android is going to have a lot of new controls. You will finally, as you can in iOS today, be able to tell an app, you can't get my location unless I'm actually using you at the time. They're tracking me in the background. Google has already rolled out a feature where you can have your web and app activity history erased automatically after 3 or 18 months instead of it being kept indefinitely until you delete the whole thing. Are they going to do the same thing with your location history? Those are good steps. Remains to be seen. They had talked in vague terms of a future version of Chrome will let you limit the amount of tracking other companies do, but they didn't talk default settings or exactly how this would work, so watch that space.
Interesting. That is a steps, I should say, in the right direction. So, Rob, thanks for joining us. Can we do this again? Because I think we're going to kind of continue to revisit cell phones and the like. So it's been a pleasure to have you.
Simplified.
And that's why we need you. Absolutely. So check out Rob on thewirecutter.com. His comparison of the best cell phone plans are there. Great to have him on. And thanks for listening today. This has been Pop Tech Radio. We are syndicated around the country on the wonderful stations that carry us through Radio America. We do appreciate that. And we, of course, our podcast. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple iTunes, where I happen to get mine. Big thanks to Cody Castleberry, my producer, engineer, and guy who keeps me on track. So without him, man, I would suck. So thanks for listening today. It's been PopTech Radio. We will see you next time.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural